KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today southwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, south winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet. And Tuesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny with a slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow. Lows in the upper 20s to mid-30s, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And Tuesday, partly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 5:32 a.m. at 7 feet 10 inches, a low at 12:02 p.m. at 1 foot 3 inches, a high at 5:55 p.m. at 5 feet 10 inches, and a low tonight at 11:36 at 1 foot 9 inches. Your sun rose at 9:28 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:23, giving us 8 hours and 54 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, an Unalaska sixth grader won this year's spelling bee. And Alaskans testified overwhelmingly in favor of a bill that would boost per-student funding. Stay tuned.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
Good afternoon and thanks for tuning in. It's Monday, February 3rd, 2025. Happy Black History Month. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. Unalaska sixth grader Alexa Mendigorian won the school district's annual spelling bee on Friday. She correctly spelled ambulatory at the school auditorium in front of students and parents. A dozen Unalaska City School District students from grades 3 through 8 competed in several rounds of competition. The final and eighth round came down to Mendigorian and eighth grader Michelle Lord in a 13-word showdown. The finalists faced challenging words not included in their study lists, such as stymied and consolation. Seventh and eighth grade teacher Laura Jarvis conducted this year's spelling bee. Here's a clip of that suspenseful final round when Mendigorian spelled the championship word.
So if you spell this correct, you are our champion. Your word is ambulatory.
Ambulatory. A-M-B-U-L-A-T-O-R-Y.
That is correct.
Congratulations to all participants who competed in this year's UCSD Spelling Bee. Mendigorian will take an online exam next week to see if she qualifies for the state meet. Communities on the east side of Kodiak Island will be connected to a new fiber optic cable through a project between Old Harbor Native Corporation and Alaska Communications. The project will bring broadband internet to five Kodiak communities, two of which currently have no fiber connections. KMXT's Davis Hovey reports.
Alaska Communications' pre-existing fiber landing station in Homer will mark the start of the 155 miles of subsea cable that will connect to Yuzinki, just to the north of the city of Kodiak, which is already part of GCI's fiber project. From there, more fiber will be laid around the east side of Kodiak Island, connecting to Chiniak, Women's Bay, Old Harbor, and Akiak. Heather Marone, a spokesperson for Alaska Communications, says establishing this second cable from Homer to Kodiak Island will bring broadband to new communities and create a backup option for the archipelago.
Fiber backhaul will enable improved speeds in these communities, and the route was chosen. It'll be a combination of both subsea and terrestrial fiber. And this is a second fiber route into the island of Kodiak, and it will provide much-needed redundancy for the island.
The nearly $65 million fiber project, referred to as Project Nunapit, meaning Our Lands in Aleutic, does not yet have a start date, and it is not likely to be completed until 2029. Separately, GCI is also finishing up its AU Aleutians fiber project to connect communities on the west side of Kodiak Island to a subsea cable that stretches from Kodiak around the island west to the Aleutian chain, ending in Unalaska. The company began construction in both Port Lyons and Yuzinki last August. Both fiber projects involve tribal entities and rely on grant funding from the Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program, which is part of the recent bipartisan infrastructure law. Akiak and Old Harbor currently don't have access to a subsea fiber cable, and Marone says the fiber project will bring gigabit internet speeds to those rural communities comparable to speeds in Anchorage or other urban areas.
These locations are currently served with an aging microwave system. Chiniak and Women's Bay are served by copper lines, which is an older technology.
Old Harbor Native Corporation's recently hired Chief Executive Officer, Christina Woolston, says the project will benefit the community in a number of ways.
We are excited about the opportunities for the community. We can truly look to expand health and safety, transportation opportunities, business development. There are things that we probably haven't even imagined yet that may one day be possible with true broadband coming to our community.
Woolston says the corporation is waiting on more details to determine when the project could break ground and to see if the funding will be affected by President Donald Trump's executive order that halted federal money tied to the Inflation Reduction Act. For now, she says, she believes the Nunapit Fiber Project's funding will not be affected by the order. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.
Alaskans testified overwhelmingly in favor of a bill that would boost per-student funding at a meeting of the House Education Committee last week. House Bill 69 was introduced last week by Sitka Independent Representative Rebecca Himshute and would raise state funding for schools by about 30% over 3 years. KCAW's Meredith Reddick stopped by Sitka's Legislative Information Office on Wednesday night to listen in on testimony.
About 10 people gathered in Sitka's Legislative Information Office on January 29, all waiting for their turn to testify on House Bill 69. A few sat hunched over their phones, reviewing their notes. Others, like Hoots Elementary School teacher Joe Montagna, quietly watched the testimony proceedings on a television in the corner of the room.
Everyone's nervous. You know, no one likes this public speak.
Montagna has felt the impact of statewide cuts to school funding in recent years. Last year, the Sitka School District cut more than a dozen teaching positions, including a music position at the lower elementary school where he teaches physical education. Now, Montagna is teaching PE and music.
You know, because I could do it, I just offered, and you know, I part-time teach music in our schedule, but they're paying me to be a PE teacher, but I sprinkle so much music into their curriculum. We'll have a spring concert with Mr. Joe as the conductor this year. So for me, it means maybe music will come back in our budget one day. Who knows?
On the other side of the room, Sitka High School senior Jasmine Wolf waited to testify. She said she wants students to have access to electives like music and welding and woodworking.
These are the programs that kids come to school because of. It's not the math, it's not the science. It's having the opportunity to play their instrument in a band class. It's the opportunity to build things and weld things in their classes. It's what makes going to school fun and exciting.
The 10 Sitkins at the LIO were far from alone. More than 140 Alaskans around the state called in to testify, mostly in support of the bill. Many lamented staffing cuts and school closures in their communities. Juneau Douglas High School senior Tessa Polashik said she attended Thunder Mountain High School until it closed last year due to funding cuts. She said the closure has been challenging for students and teachers.
One of my teachers has to stand on a step stool to talk to the kids in the back of the class because the classes are so large. And I really wish this on no other school in Alaska, but when we don't have funding, that's what's going to happen.
Others, like Anchorage parent Mara Kendall, expressed concerns about teachers leaving the state because of unreliable funding.
I would like for my Alaska-born child to be able to continue to teach in the state of which she was born and not be forced to move outside of Alaska or to be worried each year whether or not she'd be signing a contract for the following year.
While most testimonies supported the bill, a handful of Alaskans shared their opposition, including Palmer parent Bruce Owens, who said he was worried the bill would translate to higher taxes.
Where is that money going to come from? We do not have the money. The governor has already put forth a budget that's already $1.5 billion in the hole, and now you guys are going to add to that. We want a quality education, but how much are you going to burden us taxpayers?
Testimony lasted about 3.5 hours. The bill will move to the Finance Committee before it goes to the floor for a vote. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.
Tune in Fridays at noon and 5 right here at KUCB for new episodes of the Bering Sea Barometer. Join your host, Captain Pete Nathan, for a taste of the real-life experiences of fishing the Bering Sea. Be sure to check out our other new series, too. It's called Amplifying the Aleutians. We interview longtime Channel 8 TV and KUCB alums for a glimpse into the history of the station and, by extension, Unalaska itself. Find all episodes of both shows on our website and on Spotify. Here's a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. A week-long Unangam Tanu workshop is happening now, and there are lessons for all ages available. Call Anfisia at the Kamalungan Tribe for more info at 907-581-2920. To learn more, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Make it a great week.
It's time now for your community window here on KSTP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigin Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The Adaga Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pull-Tab sales clerk. The Aleutian Housing Authority is hiring a lead carpenter in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, King Cove, and Falls Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Slipping away, I look to the sky. That's right. Woo! love stinks. Love stinks.
are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Go your own way. KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
You're the hardest working woman I've ever seen. If we weren't sinking in a river of debt, I'd say quit that job and let them do it themselves. I know we're depending on every dime, but I'm tired of you working that overtime. I'm gonna tell somebody. Just taking advantage of your loyalty. Everybody likes a little time and a half, but we both know you're worth more than that. I'm gonna tell somebody there ought to be a law against working that way. Tell them you're taking off this body for the National Working Woman's Holiday. I'll call in sick and I'll be telling the truth, 'cause I'm sick and tired of how they're treating you. I'm gonna tell somebody there ought to be a law against working that way. Tell them you're taking off this Friday for the National Working Woman's Holiday. Taking off this Friday for the National.
Frisco in your Rambler, the radiator running dry. shit, cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. I'd rather be alone. If I can't have you right now, I'll wait there. Sometimes I get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Said woman, take it slow, things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said sugar, take the time, cause the lights are shining bright. You and I've got what it takes to make it. Won't break it. Oh, I'll never break it. Cause I can't take it.
Some more patience. I've been walking these streets. Yeah.